From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It's been a busy weekend of campaigning ahead of New Hampshire's presidential primary on Tuesday. Town halls and other events are on tap today. Last night, the latest Republican debate turned into a ferocious pileup on Marco Rubio, as NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Trying to stop a surging Rubio from leaving New Hampshire as the establishment leader, Christie led the charge, jumping on a line Rubio repeated over and over again in last night's ABC News debate.
Here's the bottom line. This notion that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing is just not
true.
There
it is.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
There it is, the memorized 25-second speech.
Well, that's the reason why this campaign is so important.
Even after being attacked by Christie for robotically repeating chunks of his stump speech, Rubio repeated them again, so many times that mashups of his repetitions exploded on the internet. New Hampshire voters go to the polls in 2 days, and it's likely the GOP field will get a lot smaller after they do. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
A nuclear expert on North Korea says the nature of the threat to the United States has not changed with North Korea's latest rocket launch.
Each time they test either it's a rocket or a missile or a bomb, they're going to learn more. But does it mean that as of today, suddenly they can reach the continental U.S. with a nuclear-armed missile? No.
Paul Carroll is with the Plowshares Fund, a foundation based in San Francisco that promotes a nuclear weapons-free world. North Korea says it put a satellite into orbit, but critics say the launch of a long-range rocket was a disguised ballistic missile test. The United Nations Security Council expected to meet today, and South Korea says it's talking with Washington about a missile defense system. In Taiwan, rescuers have pulled more survivors from the rubble of an apartment complex that collapsed from yesterday's earthquake, but more people are believed to remain trapped. Searchers are still looking for more than 120 people. Firefighters, police, soldiers, and volunteers are combing through the ruins, some using their hands. At least 26 people are known to have died in the quake. The U.S. Coast Guard has called off the search for any survivors of what at first appeared to be a mid-air plane collision near Los Angeles. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that at least one plane went down and wrecked in the Pacific Ocean.
The initial reports from the Federal Aviation Administration said that there appeared to be two aircraft seen on radar that converged at about 3:30 in the afternoon Friday, just after both radar signals disappeared. A private fishing vessel near the Port of Los Angeles alerted the Coast Guard around the same time, saying they saw a plane plunge into the water. Debris from that plane was found, and the Coast Guard says they know from a flight plan that two men, ages 61 and 81, were on board. After searching through the night, the Coast Guard has called off the rescue mission and handed the investigation over to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Australia's Prime Minister is pledging to continue working to secure the release of an Australian man whose wife has been freed by an Al-Qaeda link group that kidnapped him last month in Burkina Faso. The group released Jocelyn Elliott this weekend, but her husband, Dr. Ken Elliott, remains in captivity. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb said it released Elliott amid guidance from Al-Qaeda leaders not to involve women in war. Jocelyn and Ken Elliott are both in their 80s. They've run a medical clinic in Burkina Faso for 4 decades. Police in Austria say 5 skiers have been killed in a massive avalanche. Carrie Skyring reports from Vienna. Many more people were rescued after being covered by the snow.
In all, 17 skiers were caught in the avalanche, which swept down a slope in the Tyrolean Alps. Police say the 5 dead are all from the Czech Republic and were on a tour away from marked ski slopes. The remainder were either dug from the snow by rescue teams or managed to dig themselves out. Eyewitnesses who raised the alarm say the front of the avalanche was several hundred meters wide. There have been numerous avalanches throughout the day in this part of the Alps, a result of fresh snowfalls followed by rising temperatures. Avalanche danger warnings had been issued well ahead of the accident. For NPR News, I'm Kerry Skyring in Vienna.
New York City officials say it may take weeks to determine why a huge construction crane came crashing down Friday morning. The accident killed one person and crushed parked cars. Crews are cutting up the crane, and officials say the pieces will be studied. Officials also say they hope to have the city block clear by tomorrow. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.